and then the spokes come out, you know, and then fit into the... Are you familiar with what I mean?
I know what you're talking about, yes, but I don't think I can give you the spokes. I know what the spokes are. And they come into the...
In the center of the hub.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure whether they come in into the wheel,
mm-hmm.
actually, or is there something else before mm-hmm. they, what and about, then the wheel.
Uh-huh. What about the part of the wheel that touches the ground, the metal part?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a special name for that?
No, I don't think I have.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I don't guess you grew up around this, but maybe you noticed on these buggies, there's a, you know what the traces are on a horse? The lines, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They come back and they hook on to this bar of wood on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a name for that? Single tree or swingle tree or
no.
Whiffle tree?
No, huh?
What about double tree or anything like
no,
that?
No, I don't think so.
Say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing? You said he was, what wood? He was
selling wood or delivering wood?
Uh-huh. How about drawing wood or hauling wood? Or
hauling, yes. Hauling would be probably the most appropriate word because I wouldn't know. If I saw a man with a wagon full of load, I wouldn't know whether he was going to deliver it or sell it or whatever, but I knew he was hauling it.
Uh-huh. Say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a chain to it and I...
Pulled it or dragged it or...
Okay. And you'd say, we have, what, many logs out of this road. We have...
Dragged.
Okay. And you have to tie a chain around it if you want to... What?
To drag it.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you break it up with a...
Spade? Or a...
Something that...
Yes. Uh-huh. I know what it is. We call it arado, something that has some... steel bars with points, yeah, but I can't find the right word. It's, like I said, we call it arado in Spanish, but I don't think I know the word in English, and if I do, I just can't think of it.
You know the word plow?
Plow, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's right, plow.
Are there different kinds of plows?
Oh, I don't think so. Or are they?
any that you've heard of, are they different?
Mm-hmm.
What about something that's got little teeth in it? It breaks up the ground finer than a plow does. It breaks up the clods of dirt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? It's like a plow, only it breaks up finer.
Mm-hmm. No,
Do you ever hear Bahara or Hara?
No, I haven't.
And say if you wanted to chop a log, you could make it sort of an egg-shaped frame like this, you know, and set the log in to hold it when you chop it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a special name for that? Or are you familiar with that?
Well, I've seen them, yes, and I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they're called.
What about something that a carpenter uses that if he's going to saw a board, it's got
a saw?
Well, a frame he can set the... built like that.